Thank you for listening to another episode of the Handsome Rambler Podcast. We had a good time on this one, talking to the Lucas brothers. They're twins. I can't tell them apart. I've known them close to 10 years. It's embarrassing. Let's get over it. I'm going to be on tour a little bit. September 14th, 15th, and 16th, I'll be in Camden, New Jersey with Lauryn Hill and Nas. In Bristow, Virginia with Lauryn Hill and Nas. And September 16th, just me, my goddamn self, Tony Trim on the wheels. It's going to be a good time. Get tickets at HannibalBurris.com. If you're able to donate to victims of Hurricane Harvey and Irma, donate to the Houston Food Bank and other charities that look legit and like they're not stealing money. Do it. All right. Check out the app. Later. Lucas Brothers. Lucas Brothers. The Lucas. What's up?
What up, man?
We got the Lucas Brothers.
It's on some fucking
now. I know.
It feels, yeah. Did y'all just twin up on the pyramid?
We got that double power. I feel powerful, man. You can change it, though.
All right.
Oh, am I fucking up the song?
What's up, Lucas Brothers?
What up? What's going on, y'all?
You know, chilling, man. Just living, existing in the universe. Trying not to die. Trying to survive in L.A.
Surviving in L.A.
Trying to figure out. Trying not to die. That's all you're doing today.
Have y'all made a decision on which twin is going to die first?
Oh, man, I feel like you're going to die first.
Oh, yeah. I'm putting in a lot of work to make that happen.
That's my assumption.
Who's going to get addicted to cocaine first? That's really what it is, right?
That's what's going to kill you. Well, heroin first, man. Heroin's been making a comeback. Heroin made a super comeback.
Yeah. Really?
It's crazy.
You know some folks, you do.
Yeah,
it's LA.
Fuck yeah, man. Yeah. Heroin is like, it came back hard.
Yeah. What, people offer it to you?
I haven't been offered heroin. No. Have you been offered heroin?
No, unless they said it in a weird code. And I was like, fuck you talking about it. Never mind. And walked away. Yeah. That's the only way I know. I was trying to think if I played a drug addict or something.
The rose coming. You haven't played a drug addict yet?
No. I haven't played a drug addict.
You do.
I've passed on a drug addict, bro.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
That's my.
You wouldn't do it? You wouldn't do a drug addict, bro?
If it was a three-dimensional drug addict.
The drug addict that's like really smart.
Or he just really takes care of a secret drug addict. Like that, who else? Like, you know, with a full-time job. Like, what was
like
the
Rock and Ballers.
Yeah.
He's like addicted to pills.
I mean like hard drugs, but still.
Still functioning.
Who, like Ryan Gosling in that one movie, he was a teacher, but he was doing crack and
shit. Half Nelson.
That type of crack addict.
It's not believable, man.
Oh, okay.
It's not believable.
House was addicted to drugs.
He was pills though, right?
Oh, yeah, pills. But pills can be just as bad. If you're doing fentanyl, that's what killed Prince.
You know what?
True.
You know?
You know what it is about pills that, I mean, obviously pills are dangerous and can be abused. But it's the method.
Yeah.
You take them the same way you take vitamins.
It's so easy.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, you look fine, motherfucker. I just took fish oil. You just took 7 Vicodins. Yeah. Same thing, dog. Let's go out.
Have you done the TAC pills?
Yeah, he loves it.
I love things.
He swears by those.
They're fucking dope as shit, man. Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah. They come on. You know what I like about them? They come on so chill that when they hit, you forgot that you took them.
Yep.
And you're like, oh shit. Yeah. Why am I all giggly and happy all of a sudden?
Absolutely. No, weed pills, I swear by.
Yeah, he swears by
Al Jackson hit me up. He's in Denver. He said, I'm grabbing you some because I think I got some and left them with it. But yeah.
That's what we got.
Some weed pills coming.
Yeah, we got that shit in Denver.
Yep. Stratos.
Nah, native roots.
Native roots. Brand.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's my homie Chris. Yeah, he runs. He used to. But remember when we did a promo video with them?
Oh, were?
Yeah, they were the ones that first came up with that sex lube. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
It was called Foria.
Foria. That place is fucking insane. They said it's like a chain, and they're going to open up in Cali.
They're killing it. Yeah, they're killing it. They get endorsements from like rappers and shit.
How far away do you think we are from full on legalization of marijuana?
I would say, in the United States.
Yeah.
I think we're like, I think we're 10 years.
We'll see it
10 years?
You don't think we'll see it in our lifetime?
We'll definitely see it.
How old are you guys?
Yeah, we're 31.
Yeah, you'll see it. Yeah, you definitely.
You think full legalization?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I think we'll get to where we are. How many states is it now?
50
I know. How many states have it now?
I think we have 50.
This turned into a stoner conversation real fast. How many states here, bro?
No. How many states have it? Full is it about 20? I know it's some that have medical, and so I wonder what we need to get to.
Yeah.
Because there's Cali?
Cali has it.
Dude, Oregon.
Colorado.
Washington.
Colorado.
Massachusetts.
Michigan.
Michigan. Yeah. They have what, medical or?
No, that's recreational.
Oh, where?
Michigan's recreational,
oh,
I believe.
Shit, I didn't know that.
I believe.
Nowhere in the South, I don't think.
Nevada.
Oh yeah,
Nevada. That's
that
right.
Is a
New Jersey.
That is South vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
DC. Aren't they recreational?
I think they're medical.
They got some weird loopholes though.
For senators and.
No, it's supposed to be recreational, but there's like weird loopholes, like where they're like, I don't.
Residential
know.
Residential ID.
I'm
or
not gonna get into
Jersey's
it.
Jersey's about to get Jersey.
That's
yeah.
All stupid.
It's kind of medical though.
It's always the broke cities that go first, right? It's like, yo, we need
to figure out a way.
Yeah, exactly.
But what happens in like Mississippi?
The South needs to fucking.
Mississippi's going to be the 50th.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's the brokest one. State.
It's the fucking dumbest state.
And the most letters. No.
Wait.
Because some of them other ones got new and then a big ass word. So they get that.
Everybody in the Bible Belt is going to be behind
West
on that.
Virginia. Yeah,
man. They need weed the most.
They do.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
Need to calm down, man.
They need weed more than they need Jesus.
I feel bad because I don't go visit my grandmother because it's Mississippi.
Yeah. My grandmother's in Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama. Like,
I won't go.
It's just too, and it's only two.
Have you done shows in Mississippi?
I've played Hattiesburg a few times, but that's mostly because of its proximity to New Orleans.
Yeah.
It's always the route to.
It's a good tag on to New Orleans.
Yeah.
I've worked it on the way to New Orleans, and then sometimes I just been in New Orleans, and then I pop to Hattiesburg, do a show, and then just come back. I mean, it's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Quick grab. Yeah.
You don't go see your grandmother when you.
Yes.
Why is she still in Mississippi?
Cause, home. Oh, I don't know. It's a super small town called
None of Your Business, Mississippi.
It's no grocery store, no real grocery store, but there's a small convenience store.
And that's where you get.
I mean, and if you wanted to really do grocery shop, you had to go about 13 miles to this town, Belzoni, which is slightly less small and terrible, but still that.
And was she there in the 60s?
She's been there. I mean, my mom was born in 54. She's been down there for
forever.
A minute. But most of my mom's siblings moved up to Chicago in the 60s, 70s and shit. Yeah, but it's... I got to get down there.
Mississippi, man. I don't know. Have we ever been in Mississippi?
Never.
I don't know if I'm ever going.
I don't even think I've ever flown over Mississippi.
It's not a state I think about. Like, I just don't think about it. I know it's last in everything.
Yeah.
Which is...
There's a couple of rappers from Mississippi, right?
Big Crit. Ray Shrimmer.
Are they from Mississippi?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
Also, y'all niggas like to sweat.
Yeah. Yeah.
not mistaken. Tupelo, Mississippi, Ray Sherman. Yeah. Crit, who else? Yellow Wolf from Alabama.
Wolf's from Alabama, yeah.
Crit reps for Mississippi, too.
Any ball players from Mississippi?
Probably.
Probably a bunch.
But it's just...
Yeah.
They just say, yeah.
See, man. I fuck with Birmingham, Alabama. I always
Birmingham's
good,
cool.
I always have a good time out
My
there.
My family's from Eufaula, Alabama, yeah, so yeah, that's yeah. like a...
Oh.
Yeah, it's not even...
How far is that from Birmingham?
About 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's far as fuck.
It's not a good time?
No, man. Nah, the place is it's decrepit.
Yeah, the South is scary, especially
it's terrifying,
especially
man.
As a Chinaman. And I'm not even Chinese, but, you know.
I mean, in the South you are.
I'm a Chinaman out there, yeah, exactly.
Well, this video, it was a video I saw about, and it kind of made me think about the town my family's from, about the role of... Koreans coming into Mississippi, into the Delta, which Isola's in, and they started these stores, and that's where black people bought food because white people wouldn't let black people come into the stores. So Koreans came in
Someone
and
did
started,
this money. Yeah.
and then they didn't they were racist to
sound. That's the class. That's the classic Korean story. Koreans in America. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, these white people don't want to fuck with these black people, so we'll go in there and get that money.
Yeah.
But we'll still be racist.
But they're getting their money, though.
Not heavily racist.
Yeah, yeah.
Not heavily
it's
racist.
It's not white racist.
Well, just like, I don't know.
Just
like,
a distance. Just a code. Yeah. Not racist, but you won't be coming over during for the barbecue.
Yeah. I mean, growing up in Chicago, like I had a lot of relatives that had businesses in the hood,
yeah.
like fucking record stores, yeah. liquor stores, whatever,
beauty supply stores.
Yeah,
probably bought
nails,
all my pomade
hair,
and durags from
all that shit.
Beauty supply.
Well, like my uncles, aunts were never scared. They were never scared. They were just like, we're going out to work, gonna get our money, and it is what it is.
Yeah. Just gotta
Yeah, I don't know.
Why can't black people get black like businesses in inner cities? How's that? Is it, are they just not getting capital or some shit like that?
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I didn't
think I'd be able to get loans from banks.
The
right?
loans or
no
if it's
for Koreans, you know what it was? It was church because they would loan each other money. Like, so the Korean community would get together with a church. So it'd be like a big front. Not a front. I mean, they were.
So it's just poor organization.
It was a networking event.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Basically, that's what it
they
was.
They used Jesus as the way to.
It's like, Jesus, we all love each other. All right, now let's talk business.
Yeah.
Loans, blah, blah, blah. The no interest. Everybody's. That's how the Korean community comes together.
Smart.
You know? It's like, that's how the Jewish did it, too.
That's exactly how they did it.
Yeah.
And the church was a major institution in black communities, but why didn't... Still, like, why weren't they able to get this...
We still didn't have the capital.
All that food. It's just all about that food afterwards. Motherfuckers was not talking about money. Motherfuckers was getting the plate afterwards. God damn it!
We forgot why we were here.
Fuck. Shit! Another beauty supply.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's true. It makes sense. The food was great, man. That's why I love going to church, man. Like, we did that shit every other Sunday, too. It was supposed
food.
To be one Sunday a month.
Yeah. We didn't have food at the Korean church. We used to just have donuts.
Yeah, food.
Donuts, coffees, and juice. That's it.
That's how you got to do it. You got to.
It's like you get your sugar.
Yeah.
Get your rush. Talk business. Get the fuck out of there.
Just enough to get through the sermon. And
just
then
to
that's
get
it.
Through.
Yeah. How long were the...
The mass was... Usually by an hour, 2 hours.
See,
but
we did it too long.
Yep.
I had a side hustle, though. I would sell fucking VHS. I would get VHS pornos, and I would sell them in the parking lots
That's
to the
smart.
Kids.
Yeah.
That was my hustle.
Yeah.
That's how I was making money at church.
Shit, VHS porn. Like, I don't remember that shit.
Wait, I would dub VHS pornos, and I would sell them to the church kids
Wait, so
in
did
the parking
you-
lot.
For real?
Yeah.
Were you dubbing
I
on TV,
I was
or were you
double.
Dubbing the porn? You were dubbing.
No,
did you
I
have
would
another
get, I would get my hands on something. Somebody got out the Playboy Channel or the Skinamax.
Yeah.
Once in a while, I get the hardcore shit. If I got the real shit, like the penetration,
$10.
That's up.
At least 20. Yeah, at least no, like 15, 20.
Yeah. Wait, now did you get one. The titles of everything, or did you rename them?
Nah, it's just.
But you said this is porn.
No, I wouldn't label them because I was smart. Because my mom would be like, "Why you got all these VHS tapes?" And I'd be like, "Oh, you know, it's fucking Batman.
Goddamn, Animaniacs. Shit,
exactly." He's a hustler, so yeah. Church helped me out financially, too. Yeah.
Look, I mean, you got to be able to use the institution for multiple.
Of course.
Yeah. Exactly. It's not just for God.
It's all front. It's all a front. It's all a front for money.
It is all a front.
Yeah.
But black people just couldn't figure it out. Because the sermons are too long, man.
I know. 5 hours.
Well, we had, like, especially on the west side of Chicago, where I'm from, lots of barbershops.
Tons of barbers.
In competition, like direct, three door down type.
It was crazy. Like, why so many barbershops?
It's a lot of barbershops.
Yeah,
but then you go into the barbershop on Saturday, you're like, maybe there should be that many barbershops. Motherfuckers like, we like getting our hair cut.
It's perfect competition. Fresh.
But it's mostly about when you go to your barber or whoever cuts your hair, it's mostly about the conversation.
Right. Right. Exactly. True. I'm cutting my own hair, well, I'm going to hear all these horrible basketball takes. I'm going to hear all these horrible sports takes.
You got to do it to yourself. Like,
a woman cuts my hair, so it's like, it's not the same. It's not the same for me, but I still like to catch up, you know.
Or you just go to black barbershops.
I've been to black barbershops. When I was in college, I had a guy cut my hair that was living on my floor, and he fade everyone on me. He was not the best, but the motherfucker had the gift of gab.
Sometimes that's more important.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we would talk, and he would just be like, "Let me tell you something, Trim. Let me tell you about life. Let me draw some gems on you." Because he was an older guy. He was a senior.
What was the gems?
He's a senior.
You remember none of the gems?
Yeah, I remember a couple of things he said. You know, it was like,
"Well, pass the gems on. Can't let the gems die with you."
When I was a freshman, man, it was like cliche shit, you know, like, "Don't get high on your own supply," you know, cliche.
Solid. Sometimes you need to hear that again.
Yeah.
You
know? Sometimes you need reiteration.
That's right. That's
a good gym. Yeah.
Cliche shit, but still, it was nice to have that relationship.
Yeah. You get real close to your barber.
And then when you're waiting around with the other guys, we're all talking too. Everybody's talking. Everyone's having a good time. I got a lot of DJ gigs out of it.
There you go.
It was a good time.
That's all that matters, man.
Yeah. Not a lot of food in a barbershop, though.
No.
Never had dinners in a barbershop. No.
Because you don't want hair.
No. What about vending machines, though?
Drink. Yeah, I've had.
Yeah, drinks?
I've had a drink in a barbershop before. Yeah.
I never had a drink in a barbershop.
No, me either.
I've been one of my barbershops one time at night. It was a few years back. They had a stripper party. You
know? What?
That sounds amazing. That sounds like out of hair, though. It's kind of gross.
Cleaned up.
That's what I'm saying.
They weren't cutting hair.
You can't clean all the hair.
If you got loose hair, there's a lot of things that could ruin.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything.
Listen.
You're stripping?
Party went off without a hitch. But that's a... I went to a handful of those as a teenager and young adult in Chicago, just underground stripper parties where motherfuckers hired a handful of strippers and it's a house party, but it's strippers there. And
sounds amazing.
It was some weird shit going, because it was this one that, you know, I mean, it was a stripper party, but, you know, I mean, stripping don't pay all the bills.
That's right.
So,
for some strippers.
And so this house had, the party was in the basement, but then they had the space with the.
Wait, was I at this party?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
What year was this?
So I remember a party like this in college, but anyways.
They did have some of those in Carbondale too.
I think you were with me that one night. Is that the night that you punched Murder Man in the face?
No, it's not. You just throwing that. And that was not at a stripper party.
It was at that house, though.
You punched somebody
named Murder Man.
I punched a handful of people in the face in my day. Not that many.
Sometimes you have to.
I'm only a handful of people, but I have, you know. Well, some people, when they're like, "I've never been in a fight," I'm like, "How?"
Yeah. Especially when you're
Let's just say this guy was 350 pounds and his name was Murder Man. And he punched him in the face.
What did he do? Confidence, man. Huh? What did he do to you?
What did he do to me?
He just knocked. He knocked. Go, you tell the story. It was over some dumb shit.
All right, listen, man. It's easy for the outside to say it's over some dumb shit. But, you know, things had to be done and a point needed to be made. You know? So
I was there. I pulled them all for you. You remember?
You weren't the only
one. Yeah, I was there.
No, I didn't say you weren't there. I was saying you weren't the only one to
pull him off of you or pull you off of him.
So this basement, you know, some people would be fucking the girls in these little places in the basement.
Yeah.
But it was, I won't put him out there as what his, he wasn't my, it was this guy in there, he was getting some head or something, and the friend of the person I was with, I walked up and I fingered the girl. Yeah. I was like, yo, what is going on? I was
ratchet.
Like, yo, what the? And I think I was maybe 18 and I was like, whoa, is this what?
Is this what people do?
Yeah. That's crazy.
And then they stole all the CDs. It was a stack of CDs at the crib. Took all of that shit. And we left that bitch.
Yeah,
and
I was like, I punched a dude at a youth group before. Church group. Yeah.
A youth church group.
Yeah. That's the one vivid time I remember doing it. It was crazy.
Why did I do it again?
It was a race war, man.
We had a race war.
It was about four black people and an Asian kid, and then everyone else was white, and we just had this crazy dodgeball tournament, and it got boiled down to headshots.
A lot of people going for headshots.
Yeah, everyone was just like.
But then we had to like praise Jesus right after.
Yeah, that's weird.
It was a weird setup.
But then I think something happened in that dodgeball thing, and then it spilled out into like basketball, and then a big race war fight broke out. And
you had to punch a dude.
You had to punch a dude, man.
Punch him straight up.
One punch or like a combo.
One punch, then I walked away.
Yeah.
He was
tall.
Tall
white dude. Yeah.
He just
stood there in shock.
Yeah. I didn't think he was expecting it.
He's like, which one of you was it? Who did that?
That's pretty much what happened with him in Murder Man. Hey. Punched him and he was like, did that just happen?
Because you don't expect to get punched. No, when that happens, you're like, holy shit. I can't believe that shit just happened.
Yeah,
I don't think I've
never punched you in the face though. I don't want to fuck up the investment. Do body shots, working on my Floyd Mayweather.
You guys never got into fights like that? Physical fights?
Plenty of fights.
Younger, we used to go crazy, but now it's just like
Who would usually be the winner?
We're tired. It's kind of hard to determine, like, because we'll wrestle for a bit, and then we'll fight, and then we'll just stop fighting.
Who's got better? Like,
you look just like me. What am I doing? I'm doing this to myself. Stop it. He is me. I am him.
Who got the better?
It's too existential, man. It's too existential, man. It's like, I don't want to deal with this.
I gotta go think.
It's weird. I'm fighting myself.
Shit is so cerebral, man.
It is.
I can't be hitting myself like that, man. It's fucked up, bro.
I'm better than this.
Or like, you know how they say like how twins have that weird connection where like you get like you have that weird like psychic thing. Do you guys believe that?
I'm starting to believe it now. Yeah. I was watching this documentary on was it particle physics?
Yeah,
and they were talking about how like the partial wavelength. And you can separate the particles, but they can still connect.
Yeah, across space and time.
Yeah,
so and, like I think that happens with us.
Yeah,
on like a subatomic level, since we do share the same DNA.
Yeah,
like for an example, give me.
Oh,
an
I need
example.
An example. I was just trying to
just.
Explain
it. Yeah, I know the explanation is great.
Let me see.
I've heard it before, but
like
an example.
I mean, this like when we were in law school, we separated.
Yeah.
But I could, like, we would, like, call and know, like, when some shit was off.
Yeah.
Like, you
can
just feel when it's off.
Yeah.
Even
with
him not being there.
That's right.
I knew some shit was off.
It could also just be separation anxiety.
It could be.
You could probably have a full materialistic explanation for why we get sad when we're apart. But it's also somewhat spiritual.
But also when we, like, say the word at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, when we're on stage, we might say a word at the same time.
It's never time. Yeah. it's just like sometimes you're like, we might share a similar thought, which is crazy because mm-hmm. like a thought is not a actual thing.
That's
but
right.
we're thinking that same thing
at the same time.
At
yeah.
the same time, and then you know,
yeah.
saying it at the same time.
That
which
is
kind of
weird,
bizarre.
Yeah.
So yeah. how the decision to go to law school? Y'all both decided to go to law school.
Mm-hmm.
We said, nah, you, this one and this one.
Yeah. I was in a relationship. I was fucking pussy whipped. And then I decided to go to a law school that was closer to my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I got into his law
he
school.
He betrayed me.
I betrayed
you
him,
went
man.
To, you went
to Duke.
You went to Duke.
Yeah.
And you,
NYU.
Okay.
Yeah.
He betrayed me.
I wanted to live in New York, man. That shit's
yeah,
dope,
fair.
Man. New York,
yeah,
York
is dope.
Fucking,
New York beats Durham.
Yeah, Durham.
Durham's dope, though. I mean,
Durham.
It's not dope, but it's...
It's a good time. North Carolina's a good time.
I like
it's
NC.
It's a slept on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
like Carborough's dope.
Yeah. Asheville's cool.
Asheville's dope.
But you know, if you're, you know, 22 and, mm-hmm. you know, New York City, though.
Right?
You gotta choose
yeah.
New York.
I get it. But I wasn't even availing myself for the city. I would go to Jersey and then travel into New York at my second year. I would just commute from like the shittiest town in New Jersey.
Bayonne.
Yeah. No, it was fucking Ewing, New Jersey.
Ewing?
Next to
Trip.
Okay. Have you ever you done Jersey shows?
A
besides
that
Ruck, I mean, not a Stress Factor, but.
Not much besides that. One other one, like some Jersey City stuff.
Yeah, they got
yeah.
some shitty towns in Jersey.
Yeah.
So, like.
We really have been alienated. We alienated 3 states already. Mississippi, Alabama. Jersey.
Yeah.
But
I'm
feel
not
like,
saying the people are
but
terrible.
But you know what? Yeah, we're not saying the people are terrible, but also I feel like it's some places where you go there and say, this is terrible. They say, yeah, it is pretty terrible.
Yeah, it's true.
And then there's some people that are very passionate
about
their state, but they don't listen to the stuff that
I was giving props to Birmingham this whole time.
Yeah,
you were. Yeah,
you were. You did.
I like balance.
I fucks with Birmingham.
Hey.
It's a slept on city.
Yeah.
It's fair, balanced news.
It's fair. Mm-hmm. Wait, was Martin Luther King from, why was he in Birmingham? He marched there, right? What do you do again? I forgot, man.
A lot of horrible racist shit happened there, but right now, it's a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of
stuff. Did y'all quit law school at the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, I think you made the decision first, and then I wasn't going to quit unless you were going to come in with me. Like,
oh, really?
Nah. Oh, shit.
I mean, yeah, you can't have...
Yeah.
that, yeah, if one of you stayed in law school and the other one didn't,
yeah, that sucks.
That dynamic rides for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I don't know what... That would have been weird as fuck,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because the law was depressed.
I would have been a bum, and you would have been...
I probably would have... jumped off a bridge by now.
Yeah.
So the comedy thing, you guys before law school were you guys already into it, or was it like
no passively? It wasn't like anything. I never thought that it would be. I had gone to Eastville, you know, in New York,
and
I did that while I was in my third year of law school, and I would go to the Cellar and watch and shit. But I never thought that like it would turn into anything. But yeah, I think because I started doing improv first, I was like, oh, let me try that shit out. And I was like, it's too corny, man. I was like, I don't think I want to do that. And
everybody else was so corny, it made you feel corny?
It's just not, it was just corny. Like, it just didn't feel like the kind of comedy I wanted to do. I felt like it was a great skill to have, but I wasn't good at it either. I was terrible. so I was probably projecting a little bit.
There's been times I've been dancing with a girl, and I feel like I'm an all right dancer, but she's so bad that... I feel like I can't dance anymore.
Yeah.
Where it's uncorrectable.
Yeah. That's fine. I hate when I'm dancing with a girl who can't dance.
And it's just she throws me off.
Yeah. What about
the opposite when she's so good?
You
feel like an asshole.
That's,
trying to keep up.
I see that as a challenge.
Man.
Yeah.
That's kind of. Nah, I can.
Not me. I'm like,
I can step it up.
I'll be like, I had too many drinks.
I can step it up.
I gotta sit down.
But how good do you. I mean, like, is she like a professional dancer or is she just like.
Oh, yeah.
With rhythm? Yeah.
Professional.
Yeah. No, I I play like I can only do, I mean, like, hey, girl, I only know how to two-step. So if you got some other shit going somewhere, and then if a girl come with some other shit, and I'd be like, oh, shit. And then be like, wow, you playing, you can act. And I'd be like, yeah, goddammit, I got moves. You didn't know I got moves. I got the moves. You thought the two-step was the only shit I could do? What? I got moves.
That was great.
Yeah. That's how we do on our podcast.
Yeah, when you throw out those dances and catch them off guard, that's when you go to surprise them.
Yeah.
I don't got moves, man.
You don't have any?
You got to have some
moves. Yeah, some moves.
That's the thing about me, man. I DJ. I love watching people dance. I love making them dance. But if you make me go out there, I'm just like, I don't got shit.
What about if you're by yourself in the room? You're like the comedian who doesn't laugh, you know?
You know, here's the thing. Like, dancing, to me, I always, like, I don't get the joy and happiness out of dancing like everyone else. It feels so arbitrary to me. Like, people are moving around and laughing and moving. And to me, it's just like, what is this? It doesn't bring me the same kind of joy.
Well, you're kind of like God. You're creating the rhythm, and the people are just receiving the rhythm.
So I can't. And it's not even that, because I got DJ friends who love to dance. It's not. I don't know what it is about dancing. It feels like this arbitrary thing to me. It's amazing, I don't get it.
It's a vibe. It's like, yeah, you feel it.
Especially when everyone's in rhythm.
I don't know.
There was that one city, though.
Pittsburgh.
That was Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
I was
also on Percocet.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
I had a couple of Percocets. Somebody gave me some Percocets, and I was loose as fuck.
It was one thing after the show. We were just out going about it. Tony was just like, I just feel like dancing. And every time we went somewhere, he was like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Percocet.
It was me and Al Jackson. We were like, yo, what's... Why he dancing so much? And he's like, I just want to dance. Like, okay, all right, cool.
Somebody gave me some Percocet, and then I took them, and I was like, woo.
Yeah.
I just want to dance.
But did you feel good about it? Did it feel good?
I felt great.
Did you do the percolator at any time?
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time.
It's one of my favorite dances. I'm sorry. It's so great. That was great. It's time for
I'm like that also. I can dance, but I also can have a great time just watching people.
I
can watch the room better, which I like to do. I like to see, I like to watch people approach each other. I just like to see how shit is going.
Just observe that whole shit.
It's just fun, especially if it's good music playing, just watching people.
That's the favorite thing about DJing
yeah. for me is to just get
see how people
make them. Yeah.
I love seeing dudes
see them
fail.
React.
Oh, yeah. That's the best thing. Like when see it, like a dude go to
I like it, man. It's funny.
It's always like when they grab the girl and she pulls away.
I want
to
see people. I don't like it when people are having a great time and then somebody bumps into somebody and then the fight happens. God damn it.
I hate the fights, man.
Everybody
I love fights.
Was having a good time. And I remember for a while it was just like, I had to just not play Waka Flocka.
He caused fights?
Waka Flocka just for a while, for some reason, always caused violence for a while.
Yeah.
It's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's old, but before.
Hard in the paint?
All that shit, honey.
Hard to paint, definitely. I mean,
what other tracks?
Yeah, that song where he's like, play that in Chicago.
It is like different gang signs. It's like, all right.
That's a fight waiting to happen. You can't, you know?
I've heard that about some DJs with certain songs, 3-6 Mafia, Tear the Club Up. For instance, where they motherfuckers feel like they actually have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, relax. You don't need to do that. Yeah. Just fucking, you can still, you know, even though it's called Tear the Club Up, you can
just dance
with a girl or some shit. Yeah. You can dance with a girl to that. Or you can just jump around with your friends or drink your drink. You don't have to break shit.
Well, should they change the lyric and say, like, mess the club up or, like...
I don't know. I don't know if it's still...
It's the energy.
Mess the club up. Mess it up.
Mess it up a little bit.
Just to
ruffle the... ruffle the fellas of the club up slightly.
Everyone's peaceful. No, it's the vibe of that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's just some certain songs that... Yo, I'm not going to name this DJ's name, because he's still very relevant. But
DJ Premier,
we did a show on New Year's in Chicago, and he just started like he like went right into turn up shit. Like, you know, King Louis is from Chicago. It's like some gangbanging shit, drill shit. So he went like straight into drill shit, like literally like 5-10 minutes into his set. Yeah. Just this mini brawl broke out. Shirts are getting ripped off.
But I wonder if is it a good idea to do it before people get too drunk?
Yeah.
No, people are already drunk. People just past countdown. But like he was cool about it. He cut the music off. He's like, "Hey man, put your shirt back on. Y'all chill out. This ain't that kind of spot." And then they like kind of cleaned it up.
Yeah.
But like 5-10 minutes into his set, he turned it. But he knew he had that power to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
He just wanted to turn up.
Of course.
Just didn't know there were some thug ass motherfuckers in there that night.
I always assume thugs will be there.
Oh yeah. Chicago.
Yeah.
Y'all ever have thugs at your comedy shows?
We ever had thugs at our comedy?
Well, just thugs. Thugs probably really get hyped about seeing twins.
Yeah.
More so.
The thugs
just
love
grab
twins.
Both of you back.
Yo! Y'all motherfuckers look the same as Taylor!
we didn't get bullied in the ghetto either because people love twins.
Yeah, they can't fathom really beating up two dudes who look alike.
Twins don't get robbed.
No. Nothing happened. Never got robbed, never got pulled lovable. Over, nothing.
Yeah. It's like a force field, man.
Yeah, it really is.
It's fucking force field.
I think because it looks so silly, you know. But it makes sense to rob two people. You get twice as much stuff.
Exactly. It defies logic, man.
It's the first time I saw you guys way back in New York.
For a Knitting Factory?
No, it wasn't at the Knitting Factory. It was just a random gig. It was me and Amble were just out in the bowling. He was like, we can go see the Lucas Brothers. And we went and saw. And like, but the first thing that went through my head was like, what is their process?
Yeah.
Like,
it's just like we want to make our shit as natural as possible. So it's like, we got to just do it how we normally do it, how we normally talk.
But you have like a physical representation of that self-regulation. You know, like, do you ever regulate yourself? Do you say, I'm not going to do that?
You know, I got this joke now that has not been going well. Mm. It went well once in Atlanta.
God, that's the worst, man.
And I've been trying. I tried it a couple times in New York, and it hasn't. I just talk about how being in a movie trailer, or not in a trailer, just being in a movie is a boring process. It's very slow.
Yeah,
like, it's a lot of downtime.
Yep.
And I'm like, this is terrible.
Yeah,
I see how Philip Seymour Hoffman killed himself. Like, he didn't.
God.
I don't think he tried heroin for the first time at a party. I think it happened. Doing a four
That's
hour
a very dark joke.
I think it's start doing a 4-hour camera turnaround in a trailer. He was like, let me try out heroin. I got a lot of downtime. And then it went from there. And so for some reason at this show at Star Bar in Atlanta, which is a really fun Monday night show hosted by it, Rodney. It's a good showcase. It killed there.
Yeah.
And I was like, got a new one. Got a new one. It's dark.
And it's edgy. It's edgy. It's dark.
Yo, I did. Alana has been doing some warm up shows for her tour in New York. And so Alana Glazer, I popped up on her show last week or 2 weeks ago, did a guest spot. Of course, crowd goes crazy. It feels good. Settles down. I open with that shit, and the shit just went whoosh. Took the air. Like, you never seen somebody go from being famous to just like, what is he up to?
Brooklyn?
What is he doing in night?
It was in Brooklyn?
Yeah, it was in
That's
Brooklyn.
That's crazy.
But it was, and then I tried it at the same venue, somebody else's show. It was like
nothing.
Same.
But you know what? New York's getting very fucking.
You think it's
PC?
Because,
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know if it's. I wonder. I mean, I expected.
People get offended. People get offended easily out in New York.
I don't even know if it's an offensive.
But it's not offensive.
I think it needs a reword or. But enough about this joke that I'm obsessed with. It killed so hard in Atlanta. Yeah. Maybe,
I like the joke.
Or maybe I
like
heard it. Joke. Maybe I heard it. The laugh wrong, and I got hyped. But
no, has it only bombed in New York?
It's yeah. I've only done it three times.
All right, see? Okay, see? So you gotta try
that. Atlanta, yeah, late on a on a Monday, and then New York, but hot, like a crowd that couldn't like me more. Yeah. Where they all like, where they are very aware of, but maybe that's what it
New
is
York,
though.
New York's been getting very PC,
but maybe it's because they were the Broad City crowd.
They were expecting a.
They expecting like, guys, pasta, huh?
I like dogs. You know the funny thing about dogs, bro?
Dogs. It's like
I like petting dogs. It's like fucking crazy. It's like furry.
Fucking crazy. Like, what are you guys? Like, you ever imagine what a dog does when you're not home? I'm like, I'm totally wondering. I'm at work. I'm typing at the computer, but I'm really thinking about my dog the whole time. So maybe it was that.
Yeah, no, that's
like, that's that shit right isn't he playing the garden?
Yeah, for real. That's real talk. That's probably what it was.
That's definitely what it was.
Yeah,
they had an expectation, and you hit him with the Phillips 200.
And it's still a rough, you know.
I haven't heard that one yet.
Sorry.
So I want to hear it personally.
It sounds funny to me.
We veered off. So you all.
So what y'all been up to?
No, so we were talking about the self-regulation.
Oh yeah. I can't believe you remembered it. I completely forgot.
But I'm saying, yeah, like you got to go through another nigga to like fucking get your jokes out there. But it's good sometimes, because sometimes you have ideas that just like are too out there, and you have someone who say that.
Yeah, it's a, you know.
But sometimes you just want to be experimental.
But
I think
then sometimes he probably be like, "No, let's go even further."
Yeah. That's right.
You gotta push
that shit.
Yeah,
that's great.
You gotta push it. I think. I don't know. I don't really know the rules, man.
There are no rules.
I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
What happened to the Lucas Moving Company show? What happened? To
the Fox executives disagreed with its.
For real?
Yeah.
That was like my favorite.
They didn't think that it had the legs to.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. We had to convince a 60-year-old white guy that it was
but
worthy.
Why didn't you just move it over to Cartoon Network?
Because they controlled the.
Because Fox
owned it.
So they wouldn't.
They weren't willing to.
But you guys were willing to take it somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, we were, but then I was just like, fuck it.
Man,
like,
that show was so fucking good.
Yeah. So that's.
Man.
The. You all. That was your first show. The,
yeah.
The cartoon,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Lucas Brothers Moving Company,
yeah,
so funny.
Started out on I played a mom on there,
yeah,
brilliantly. Yeah, that was
brilliantly
so weird.
Played the mom,
yeah, so fantastic.
Hannibal on the falsetto,
yeah.
I can't believe you, Lucas Brothers, caught a case. You two are a disgrace. I would have expected this from your father,
hey,
but
Lucas
you two?
Brothers, yo, massage appointment for my hoes.
Now. Houdini, you no good son of a bitch. You owe me money.
Probably my favorite character.
Some people still hit me up about that, man. That was a fun. It was fun to see how that came together.
Yeah,
y'all do two seasons, three seasons,
two seasons, 18 episodes.
Yeah,
there wasn't enough seasons.
Yeah,
there should have been like 10 more seasons.
Got to talk to Rupert. Yeah,
fucking dear Rupert.
Rupert, come on, man.
Bring the Lucas Brothers.
What for? As far as acting stuff. Do you guys, you don't audition, do you?
No.
Nah.
I don't believe
like,
that
do
process.
You want us? You know who we are.
Yeah. It's like, well, you're like, either you want us for us or I'm not going to do something different. No. I'm not trying to like win and, I just can't do it. Yeah, I'm not trying to do anything other than what I do.
Yeah.
Which might be limiting, but fuck it.
But they have tried to get you to audition as twins.
Yeah, they want you to audition more. Like sometimes they want you to do solo auditions.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll bring him in first, and then I'm like, and then they'll watch me go do horribly, and then like, all right, you go do audition for the like, same role,
and you
like,
kill it, man, and then you.
It's even worse. I know he didn't get it, so my confidence is even lower.
If I can't do this, how can I do this?
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys often get like booked together or like ask
we try to only get booked together.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that's the strategy. Yeah. It's not, okay.
You know, not the most financially sound one, but it's like, fuck it, man.
But that's your thing.
Yeah, we want to. It's our thing.
Through and through, man. Yeah.
It's fun to work together, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a trailer. I don't want to be in that trailer by myself, man.
I definitely want to be in the trailer by myself. Yeah. Makes it way more entertaining. And like, it's like a WWE tag team. Like you got to stick together.
Yeah.
Can't break up. I mean, you break up eventually, but then you get back together.
You know, what's the guy's name? Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, they had a good, like, 15-movie run. You just got to go on that little run, and you're good.
15 movies?
Yeah. They had, like, the last movies were terrible. But
I didn't see any of them.
You don't have to.
This might be a hack question, but would you all approach a movie Full House style where it's the one role, but you all
split the check,
switch off breaks and take breaks.
Honestly, though, man, that's the smartest thing to do.
Because less work.
It's less work. It's the smartest thing to do.
Why haven't we done that?
I don't know. I think it'd be like some like SAG thing.
Oh, yeah, fucking SAG.
They probably have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Well, how would they know?
I don't know.
They wouldn't know.
I mean, sometimes they have a SAG rep snooping around on sets. Just for, I don't know what they really be looking for, but I've been on, it's been
see if they're feeding
the 3-4 times that a SAG rep, I've been on a set and they're like, "Oh, is this Sam, your SAG rep, Hannibal? Nice to meet you. I'm just checking to see if everything is going on." I'm going right over. So maybe y'all are making sure they don't have the other Lucas brother over here. But I was, when I was working on this movie, it was so tedious and boring. I was
just get it.
I was like, Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, they had something going. I wish I had a twin.
They built a $1 billion industry, but basically off of one role.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane.
It's genius.
It's really good, man.
Fuck, man.
That would always confuse me as a kid, too.
That they were.
When I was watching the show and then the credits, it would say Mary Kate.
It would say two people.
What
the fuck? What the fuck is going on? Who the fuck? Why? Yeah. She got two names.
Yeah. Maybe she had the longest name ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, split personality. It was the ampersand.
That's right.
So I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. They did put both. That's weird.
Yeah. It's a Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen in the credits.
Yeah, did they just do that because they were kids and they didn't want that one kid couldn't do 15?
Why didn't
hours?
He just have twins in the show? That would have fucked up the story,
I mean, because then what if one of them started acting weird and you still want to keep? I think rolling?
It's probably an insurance move. Like one kid can't starts fucking up.
Too many. Yeah, that makes sense.
Take the other one.
Right. Yeah, so I talked about that on Camisado about that baby. On
the baby
on Daddy's Home.
They kept
on bringing different, like, the one baby would start tweaking out, and they were like, get that baby out of here.
Next baby.
And they had backup babies.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hollywood's such a machine, man. They don't give a fuck. No, like, get that was like, baby get him out of here.
It was like, next. It was for real. They had two more babies just on deck.
Jeez.
And then it was for real, like how I said it was the third baby. The motherfucker was just chill.
Yeah.
Time is money. And it was just knocked it out. Yeah. Action. He was
and
chill.
And it's a fucking baby at the end of the day. What is it going to really do? Yeah. It's not going to change the movie.
Yeah.
It's a fucking baby.
But it could disrupt
the
movie.
Just stay quiet.
Yeah.
Hey. Or but guess what? The mother babies ain't getting no residuals. Just off of a dumbass, stupid baby cry.
Yeah.
You ain't getting none of them. They run Daddy's Home a lot. The babies lost out on some goddamn Starbucks money for their mama.
You stupid. So you guys recently moved to L.A.?
Is that the deal? For what, 2 years now?
2 years now, yeah.
2 years.
Is that recent?
That's recent. 2 years is recent. Straight from Brooklyn?
Stop being recent.
Straight from Brooklyn to LA. Yeah. I feel like that's a trend going on now, right? New Yorkers moving to LA.
New York is cold, man. Fucking, I miss it, but I think like the cops are it's too much. It's like, we went back in a few weeks, it felt like Escape from New York. Like,
they got too many cops in New York.
Yeah,
they got too many cops. Way too many cops in New York.
Yeah.
Especially when it's cold and you don't feel like being oppressed by the cops in the winter.
Yeah.
And they're very serious about weed.
They're super serious about weed.
Yeah.
It's New York.
Yeah.
Why are you tripping about weed?
New York in the 80s had a terrible drug problem. I think they're always like scared about that shit. They're like, We don't want it to become fucking a crack epidemic again. But it's already a heroin epidemic. So it's like, just let weed be legal, right? Denver's the best though. Denver has hands
down.
It's
simple.
Yeah,
they get simple. It. Sit in here, wait for two. I like that they for the dispensaries. They don't like to have more than like four motherfuckers in there.
Yes, it's genius.
Yep. It's like, we don't want you wait here. And you step out. When they step out, you come in, mm-hmm. and you're going to get great service and explanation.
Yep. And they said there's more dispensaries in Denver than there is Starbucks.
Oh, shit.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Good.
Good. Great.
I fucking love
Starbucks,
though, man.
The world needs more weed.
I like a nice.
I love Starbucks. It's not even like a like. Hey, I do love Starbucks.
I like a dirty chai also. But I want some weed pills.
That's
if
right.
You put, yeah.
Yeah.
The weed,
you know?
Pill in the
I'd rather bathroom. Get some weed lube.
Yeah. Why can't they mix Starbucks with a, like a weed thing?
I was going to say the
that'd
same
be
thing.
It'd be perfect. Yeah, be
eventually.
That's what we need. Yeah.
Weed cafes like Amsterdam
when they start,
where you just go in there and the menu.
Yeah. When they start doing the combo.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the combo businesses, Taco Bell dispensaries.
Taco Bell, that's genius.
You know,
but I bet you Starbucks is already ahead of it. I bet you they're
you
like,
they're
yep.
Already, they probably
legalize
so much,
it.
Yeah,
I bet you.
Yeah.
When they legalize it,
yep.
We're going to have our little weed.
Because they
menu,
sell everything. Yeah. They don't give a fuck.
Go down. Yeah.
We need to get into that.
For real.
The weed
yeah.
business?
Absolutely. We'll get ahead of it in the states that.
Yep.
It looked the slowest in mm-hmm.
Mississippi.
Mississippi, baby.
This week's episode of The Handsome Rambler is brought to you by 5-4 Club. Looking good doesn't need to cost a fortune, and 5-4 Club is helping the way men shop for clothing. Each month, they send you a curated box of 2 to 3 items that are handpicked to match the current season and your individual style. They've been helping men with fashion for 15 years now, and they ship to over 100,000 men every month. 5-4 Club will help you build your wardrobe 1 month at a time. You get $120 worth of clothes for just $60 a month. You can pause or cancel any time because there is no commitment. So head to 54club.com and enter promo code RAMBLER, and they'll give you 50% off your first month's package and a free pair of sunglasses. That's 50% off your first package at 54 Club. That's spelled FIVEFOURClub.com. Enter the promo code RAMBLER. Get those sunglasses and get that 50% off. 54club.com, promo code RAMBLER. Holla.
What type of lawyers were y'all going to be if you were a lawyer? And how far away did y'all...
So it's 3 years to get your law degree. I was two thirds of...
Yeah, we're almost done.
Basically, like a few weeks.
Yeah. So it was more of a... choice of we're not gonna be lawyers.
I want to get into something creative, and I didn't want to have any like I didn't want to have a safety net. So
back,
I didn't want to fucking do that because I feel like there's gonna be a moment in whatever creative passion that you're pursuing. There's gonna be a moment of just like
crisis,
and you're gonna be like, maybe I guess I should go back.
But was comedy and whatever lucrative at that time?
I was losing money.
It was a risk.
We started at most people, we started at the very bottom. Figure that shit out.
Yeah.
And it was rough. Like, we had no money. We had to move back in with our mom. Like, it was terrible.
Yeah.
It was the worst.
Oh.
You go from being like at the top law school, you got like a job, like you think I get a job, then you're like, I gotta move back in with my mom. Yeah.
How old were you guys when you had to move back
24. Yeah.
So I had to do that too. Yeah. That's rough.
Well, but she was she understanding? Was she yelling at y'all all types of ways?
She didn't get it. She got it. Like, she was supportive. Oh. She wanted us to be
you
happy.
Dropped out of law school.
But she didn't get it.
Yeah. Dropped out of
school. She was very unhappy.
No, she was. She if even if she didn't snap out.
Yeah. She probably was losing her minds. Yeah.
She was like, "You dropped out of here, and he dropped out of here. It'd have been different if y'all were at the same spot." Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was like, "What the fuck is this shit? You was in North Carolina. You was in New York. Now y'all both back here. What the fuck?" She was tweaking even if she played it cool.
You guys put your moms through some shit.
Yeah, she's cool about it. Like, yeah. I don't know.
She is your mom got, she has a higher education, like a master's degree?
No. She just went to high school.
Yeah, yeah.
So we she wanted us to, in our family to go to law school.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And drop out. We're the only ones to go to law school and drop out at the same time. And she saw it.
Maybe in history, is there a Reddit group for that shit? To drop out the same time as twins? Y'all might be.
We have started some history.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
Pioneered a new way.
I know. And then she saw our first, we did a Bringer show at Comics. Do you remember that club?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, we did the Bringer show there and we bombed. Like, it was one of the biggest bombs. It was.
Yeah.
And she was just like, "Are you guys sure you want to drop out of law school? Like, you guys, you don't think you want to go back?
You still got them credits. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 5 years.
You got 5 years? No, I'm out.
Our
now.
Family was real passive aggressive about it, though.
Yeah.
It's tough to be aggressive. You just got to, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes family gonna say slick shit.
Yep.
They real always
slick.
Yep.
slick
about
shit.
It, man.
Unless you're a real asshole, like, pull you to the side. Like, what the fuck is you doing? How's the reception to the Netflix special been?
It's been dope, man.
Yeah, yeah. Man.
It's weird because we didn't have any long form stand up, so I don't think people knew we did stand up.
Yeah, we're familiar.
Yeah. So when you have something like that and people dig it, it's like it's cool to finally be seen as a stand up.
Yeah, yeah. If now I feel like a comedian, like I feel like you can do sets on the Tonight Show, but it's like it's not the same. It's like you want to have that long set out there. And it feels great.
Here's the problem with America.
Mm-hmm.
It's income inequality. I think that's the problem. I think they need to restructure how we pay people.
Yep.
Like football players, they get guaranteed contracts, right? So they'll get $100 million, but they guarantee like $40 million. I think they should do that for teachers.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Teachers should get guaranteed contracts.
If anybody
about fucking
time, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Of course. That's why... If we were able to overthrow the government
mm-hmm.
and become twin dictators, that would be our first order of business. We would forcibly round up all the teachers.
Yes.
And we would bring them to a room like this.
Like this.
And we would be like, "Teachers of America, we know you guys have suffered, so we are going to pay you $100 million.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But we can only guarantee about 20,000. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's dope, man. That's dope shit.
Are you doing another one with Netflix?
I'm waiting till the marketplace settled down.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm gonna let everybody get their shit off.
Yeah.
Well, we need Hannibal Buress back.
Yeah.
We need another Hannibal Buress.
I'm gonna settle down. I'm talking to my fucking. Ooh.
Y'all watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I've been watching. We were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Earlier.
I don't watch it, but I watched a couple of the first episodes. I'm just too far.
That's yeah.
I gotta get either. I gotta get sick. Or.
You're trapped just, somewhere.
Just, I have to.
Just trapped in a disaster. You're just stuck in your
crib. That's the only way I'm going to catch up now. It's too many. Or maybe maybe as fun. I trap. But it's other stuff I want to watch, too.
You have to commit a month or two or three to it.
Oh, yeah. And you got to really, like, when you commit to that story, you got to really commit. Because there's so much shit. The writing is not caught up to the show.
Yeah,
and they're
right.
trying to finalize it. So it's like right now. What they're doing is Godfather 3.
Oh, yeah. That's what it feels like.
That's what it feels like, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Godfather 3.
Yeah. Like,
conclusions
like
are always tough. I mean, Breaking Bad nailed it, but.
But it's not based on a fucking novel.
It's not based on this epic novel with all these characters that are supposed to go somewhere.
And they're rushing it. It's like truncated. It's like crazy.
Wait, have y'all read the Game of Thrones books?
I didn't read them.
Oh. No.
But you could tell. You could you could tell.
Well, no, I'm just asking just because, you know, when people read the books, there's a different level of passion that... I've never experienced for anything.
But you can tell by the storyline, like it takes forever from one for one character to get from one area to another. It's like this huge journey, and all of a sudden these motherfuckers are teleporting. And it's just like, oh yeah, he's here and then he's there. And it took a whole season for this motherfucker to get there.
Yeah.
And then in one episode he's there.
It's making no sense now. Nice. And then like the first season's so nuanced, and like the development is slow, the pacing's good. Now it's just like they're rushing to it just feels off.
It's just they're jumping the shark.
Because it's the last season.
There's nothing to go off with the writing.
Nope. Yep.
It's like
this season is the last one or the next season?
The next one.
The next one. They just ended the first half of the season and then they got
They're fucking milking it.
Like, yeah.
They should just end it already.
They should have ended it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
They should have went out.
Oh man.
They should have went out with the red wedding and call it a day.
I know
that's gonna be not gonna happen. That red wedding.
Hey, the way y'all feel, I'm glad I never jumped in like that. Yeah, I'm glad I don't get to feel like this about this thing that I loved once. You know, I've already had enough heartbreak. So.
Fucking sucks, man.
Solid point. Very solid point.
I gotta stop committing to TV shit.
I gotta stop it, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Y'all are huge wrestling fans,
huge,
man.
Huge, man.
Oh, shit.
You're huge, though, right?
I'm like old school huge, but
Attitude
still...
Era.
Yeah, and that's but yeah, I don't know everybody.
Yeah.
But I went to WrestleMania.
Dope.
On a whim. I was in Charlotte hanging with my cousin, and I was gonna have to go to Miami 2 days after that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking at my phone, I saw a couple people posting about being at WrestleMania that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Orlando is in between Charlotte and Miami direct. So I was just like, fuck it. I'm going to go to WrestleMania.
Yeah. What did you think?
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's nuts.
It's a crazy show. It's a great show.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was outside.
This was the Undertaker one, right? Well, Undertaker retired.
It was Undertaker retiring. Yeah. And it was a long walk up, long walk off. Walked up, played the music.
I mean, isn't that pretty much the show is the walk up?
For WrestleMania,
it is. It is, but this was Undertaker's, so it was a super extended.
And they had the long one.
The long ass ramp. I went to SmackDown a couple... last week, that had a short walk.
That's how they used to do it.
Yeah.
The shorter.
But the energy is that walk up. It's just it hypes people up.
Yeah.
It's production. It's what I
the shit talking all that stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's how from watching other musicians and comedians. That's how I built. Like the walk up is super important to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like when motherfuckers walk up, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's been so many times where I'm like, I don't fuck with this musician, but I want to see how they enter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see how they come up on stage because they got all this hype and everybody loves them. But at the end of the day, it's like, you got to have that walk up.
Yeah, right. I mean, that sets the tone. That's the first thing that they see.
I've juiced up my walk up.
What do you,
I got video package.
No.
Damn. The lights.
I got video package, light, blackout lights, video, like highlights.
Like, why the fuck not, though? You might as well go crazy.
Yeah, it's your show. My fucking paid like $35, $40.
Yeah, give him a show.
You're fucking, yeah.
Give him a show.
Yeah.
What would James Brown do? He would give him a show.
He could just walk out there like a fucking chump. Like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
That's not what these people paid to see.
No.
And that's what I respect. You know, I'm not a wrestling fan, But that's what I respect.
But they put on
wrestling.
This fucking show.
Yeah. The walk on.
Goddamn yeah. show.
DX.
The
walk.
The entrance.
DX
the music,
entrance.
Baby. Yeah. The music. The
NWO is my favorite.
NWO.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan, United Center with Rodman at the height of the Bulls hype. Limo pulls up backstage, United Center. Follow shot. Hogan hops out with the belt with Rodman. Too sweet. They walk out, fucking Jimi Hendrix,
yeah, man.
Voodoo Child playing, it. Crowd goes crazy. One of the best it's walkouts ever.
It's amazing.
Rodman was wrestling?
Yeah. Rodman yes. and Carmelo.
Carmelo too.
Carmelo, yeah.
It was 98.
Yep. They put on a.
That was a great fucking.
Also, man. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Trump didn't wrestle.
Donald Trump,
there.
One
Trump
of the worst.
He didn't wrestle?
Yeah, he wrestled.
He wrestled
like
Stone. Well, he just got Stone Cold.
He got stunned.
He got
I thought
stunned.
It was a battle of the billionaires.
He got stunned and sold the Stone Cold Stunner in the worst way. Just fucking. Just fell out all weird yeah. and whack. Oh, man.
It was awful. Like, he didn't it sell
was,
it at all.
He didn't even. We didn't even know. He was foreshadowing at the time.
He's so bad at it. He's no good at any job.
He was
foreshadowing like how bad he was.
Because the stun is an easy one to take, I think.
He just flopped and just like just flop.
That's it. It's simple.
Yeah.
And he's gonna guide you to it. Yeah. Like you don't really have to do much.
Yeah.
Fuck
that's how bad he is at doing any job, man. Fuck Donald Trump.
I don't think he wanted to lose his toupee. I think he was just like trying to hold on to it.
That's fair.
It's not a toupee, though. I think he grows it out from the back
it's
of his
something.
Head.
Yeah. It's not.
And he twirls around the top.
Yeah.
Why do you think The Rock was able to
transition?
So, in such a different way.
Yeah.
Well, even. Well, I mean, Hulk Hogan tried and he did some stuff, but it was still like. That's. I mean, it's still. That's The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he's able to.
I think he meant it when he said he's the most electrifying man. It's his charisma. He's a good actor. Yeah. He's funny. Like, he was a more dynamic actor than Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan, you saw Mr.
Absolutely.
Man. He can't. That nigga couldn't act.
I wasn't into wrestling at all, but I had some homies back then when Rock was at his height.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, this is dumb shit, man. We grown men, why we still watching this? like, that's what I was on, you know? Like, but I wasn't hating. I'm whatever, watch your shit.
Yeah.
And I remember watching The Rock talk, and I'm like, shit, this is still really entertaining.
Yeah,
like, this dude knows how to talk shit.
He's had a gift,
this is
man.
Fun.
Yeah.
Like, because back in the days, man, when I see, like, the Ultimate Warrior come out, I'd fucking freak out. Yeah. No, I'd freak out. Because he was the Ultimate Warrior. He'd come out there like an animal.
But he was incoherent when he talked, and you could tell he was on cocaine or some shit.
I was also fucking 12 or
something. Yeah, when you're 12 and you're watching The Warrior, that's
not...
That's a different story.
You weren't aware of cocaine.
But when you're a grown man, you don't... Yeah, exactly. When you're a grown man, you see the Ultimate Warrior, like...
But if you're a kid, you're like, that's what a grown man is. That's what a grown man is. You fucking run around.
Coked up.
Hulk Hogan. Like, yo, yeah. That's what a grown
man. What was the announcer's name? The little bald headed dude?
Mean Gene Okerlund.
The little, yeah, he
yeah,
interviewed
it. Yeah, Mean Gene.
Yeah.
And he was playing straight the entire time. Yep, they could talk about the dumbest shit, man. And he's like, all right.
That was always the highlight. I would. Like,
he was the funny part of it.
Yeah, he was the highlight of the
of
the wrestling, WWF, back in the days. Yeah.
That's probably an underrated part of it is. To having journalists play it straight.
Mm-hmm.
It was. It really was.
When you think about the journalists, like, so what are you going to do? Yeah. Hulk Hogan, even though I know exactly what you're going to do.
Ooh, and he grabbed them. and then the guy, exactly.
Well, some parts of it.
It's a classic two-man, straight man, fucking banana man thing.
The other underrated part, what I noticed at WrestleMania... The refs. I started watching because I know I can watch the match. Sure.
Unless
motherfuckers are doing some crazy luchador shit.
Yeah,
match is the match. But it's this ref. It's a black dude, kind of bald head.
Mm-hmm.
And he is super
into it.
Yeah, he's just super into it. Like if somebody's getting slammed, he kind of like follows the slam. When he follows the slam with his eyes, he's like,
His whole face is, I can't believe this shit. And so the matches he was reffing during wrestling, I was just watching him. And I had the people next to me. Wale's a huge wrestling fan. End up linking up with him. And I'm like, look at this ref. This is the best. This ref is the real MVP because he's selling everything.
You got to sell that shit, though. Remember when Braun Strowman suplexed Big Show off the top? You see that?
No.
You remember? Then the ring
you
got to
watch it. It's the craziest shit ever.
The ring exploded, but then the referee, like, jumped. He preempted the ring exploding because he knew it was, and he jumped off the ring.
It's the craziest.
Before it exploded. Yeah. He oversold it. But
He saw that he knew that was.
He knew that the ring was going to explode.
So did he spoil a bit or helped a bit?
I think he helped it because you got to look at it closely to see that he jumped beforehand.
Right.
But I think he helped it. He made it seem like it was so violent.
Yeah, it was crazy. It looked like a bomb went off. It was the craziest shit ever.
That's funny, man. Like the referees
are important.
We don't really talk about wrestling that much on this podcast, but the last time we did, we got so much hype for it.
Really?
A lot of people were like, holy
people
shit.
People love wrestling. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was like, man, wrestling is... still, like grown men.
We went away from it. We were like, fuck it. This is it. I'm into my relationship.
I'm not against it at all.
Going back to it. I love it, man.
I'm not against it at all. I think
it's the greatest.
Great.
It's just male theater, man. Yeah. Not even just dudes.
Hey, what's up? This is pretty much the end of the episode. After this, it gets really weird. And, like, it's some terrible music that we make, which I guess is subjective. It depends on whatever. I'm just letting you know, if you want to bail, you should bail right here. If you do stay after this, it's your fault. Alright.
Hello.
Bring that there, man. What the? Oh. Yeah, I'm not used to that one. I was like,
there it is. You guys want to ride this hot with a beat or what? Hey, what's going on here? Can you guys spit bars? You guys got bars?
No, we're terrible, man.
Twin bars?
Twin bars.
Will you spit one and then you complete the line? Can we do this?
I wish we had that ability.
I think you do. Let's bring it up.
I can't.
Oh, we start? Yeah, we're about to write.
I'm sorry, I don't want to pressure you guys into anything.
No, I feel no pressure. I mean, it's a little pressure. It's a little bit pressure. But I'll do it. I don't give a fuck.
How about we let Hannibal do his thing first?
Hold on, hold on.
Then maybe he'll inspire us.
Or maybe.
You want time? Yeah. What do I do?
Oh, shit, mine's in?
Yo.
You want that? Yep. Yep. Oh.
Fred Durst.
Yeah, Lucas Brothers in the house.
This is dope.
Did we do it? We fucking did it.
We did something.
That was a very long one. That was a good one.
It was great.
I loved it.
This is a great podcast.
Yeah.